The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, the Bank of England are getting serious about Brexit. I don't think the world will come to an end if England decide to exercise their own sovereignty and tell the other people, which, after all, is one of the most unsuccessful group of economies in the world. I don't know why England want to tie themselves to all of that. Adam?
It takes something, though, when a central bank comes out and gives the kind of pronouncement that the governor of the Bank of England did. This is the first time that anyone can remember the Bank of England detailing the risks of a
getting political.
It is that deal, isn't it? They are meant, of course, to plan our economic future and roll with the punches rather than warn us about what will happen if we take a democratic vote and go one way or the other. But Mark Carney, I mean, he is a Canadian, but I think he gets it. Anyway, Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England, has said that should we leave the European Union, then we will have materially lower growth, higher inflation, higher unemployment. There'll be an instant impact on stocks and shares and the pound. And all round, we could go plunging back into recession. And you can imagine Leave campaigners are saying, hang on a moment, you're going to be an independent central bank.
Absolutely.
You're going to be saying this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think they're entitled to be upset. This lovely gold medal story.
Yeah, at the Invictus Games, the Paralympic-style military event masterminded by Prince Harry, and there's a lot of great spirit. I mean, people talk about the spirit of the Olympics, but it's nothing compared to the Invictus Games. And how's this? An American soldier, Sergeant Elizabeth Marks, has given her 100-metre swimming gold medal to Prince Harry for him to pass on to National Health Service staff back in Britain. She was all geared up for the last Invictus Games in London a couple of years ago, and she basically had a serious lung infection, a lung condition. She went into a coma, and they actually kept her in a coma, in a medically induced coma for a while. And she now says, fully recovered, that doctors and nurses at Papworth Hospital in Cambridge saved her life. And she wants those doctors and nurses to share her gold
beautiful
medal,
story.
Which is a lovely touch.
Beautiful story. Eurovision on Saturday. Who's going to win?
Well, I think the popular choice is not the UK, surprisingly. I mean, it is, after all, our ritual humiliation night.
Russia and France.
Their song titles are You Are the Only One and I Have Searched, which include the most successful Eurovision Song Contest words, and the sentiment of searching, they think, is a real winner. It's got nothing to do with the music, but then it never has got anything to do with the music, has it?
Ritual humiliation. Well done. Adam Gilchrist in London.